Yo, what's good, everyone? This is your host, TK Alpha with the Alpha Mentality. Thank you for tuning in today. We're going to continue on with today's topic, talk about relationships, part two. Last time, I promised y'all I was going to have some females on here to give them, to give y'all their point of perspective, their point of view about relationships, so on. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to break that promise because those ladies aren't available for whatever reason. So I'm going to continue on and trying to give you some TK wisdom, some TK experiences about relationships, you know. And I don't know. We're just going to talk about fucking me jumping right in. We jump right into this. Come on. Hello? I don't know, Allie, but you keep interrupting my podcast, though.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
You good?
Bye.
Bye. Okay. So, true TK fashion, like I said, this show is no outtakes. A lot of mistakes, and as you just heard, one of the ladies on the phone who keep calling me. But I do appreciate you, sweetie. Thank you, Allie, for the soups and sandwiches that you're going to make for me today. Really appreciate that. Thank you. So, that has given me an idea. We're going to talk about being appreciated, okay? Because a lot of things people do, just for example, I appreciate Allie. We're not together and nothing like that, but just saying, for example, her making soups and sandwiches, her calling me, you know, interrupting the podcast, and I got a little irritated there, but I didn't take a step back and appreciate her for calling me and asking me about soups and sandwiches and stuff, you know, because I really do appreciate that. And when you're dating someone, a lot of times we don't appreciate our significant other. We don't. We get used to the things they do for us, the little things, you know, whether it be them clean up our messes, them making up our beds, them the fellas opening the door for the ladies and stuff, you know, the ladies cooking for us, you know. We take that shit for granted. Because I know one thing, when that shit's gone, it's gone. And we're sitting around fucking doing things on our own or boo-hooing about it, you know. So, people in life, people that are dating one another, I want y'all to take a step back and appreciate your significant other, because like I said, once it's gone, it's gone, and you can't get it back. Gotta become independent and shit. For real, you know. Looking back, a lot of relationships, you know, we get into because we don't want to be alone, or because we just are used to having that someone beside us, you know, or just want to have that fucking, I know a lot of fellas say this, I used to say this here, you know, I get with someone, you know, and have that guaranteed, like, you know, like ass waiting on me at home, you know what I mean? All shitty reasons, you know what I'm saying? The reason should be that you care about that person. This person fucking looks out for me in ways that I can't look out for myself, you know what I'm saying, you know? Shit like that nature. So, appreciate one another and don't get in relationships just because you want to get laid or you want to use that person, you know. Get in relationships because that person brings out the best of you. One of the relationships advice I can give to you guys today. I had told y'all last time we spoke that I used to be married for 6 years, together, 8 years total. So 2 years dated, high school sweetheart, you know, married for 6 years, you know. And what I'm getting into now, we're talking about staying together, reasons why you shouldn't stay together, okay, and reasons why you should. And I see a lot of my friends, you know, family members too, you know, not gonna say any names, sticking it out for the child. You know, I have two children. I'm old as fuck, y'all. Like, I look young and shit, you know. Black don't crack, you know, unless you smoke it. Okay. I'm young. I'm not young no more. Getting up there. I'm not old as fuck. I'm not no 50 years old and like that. They don't get me wrong, but I'm you know. some fucking special digits of the age range are approaching me, and I don't want to fucking accept it. No one does. It's just scary. Anyway, I sit there and was married for 6 years together, a total of 8 years, dated for 2 years. And during those 2 years while we dated, I look back and realize that I should have broken up with the bitch. I really should have. I shouldn't have got married. Shouldn't have stuck it out. But I did. I did because I loved her. I did it for the children. But she did the awful things she did, you know, because she was a selfish, evil bitch. So she cheated on me for the third time. Yes, the third time. The first time I should have ended things. That was before I got pregnant. Second time was fucking after the pregnancy. Third time was down the road, and she got pregnant with somebody else's kid. You know, yeah, that's the shit that fucked me up, that made me the fucking psychopath I am today. Y'all still love me though, don't y'all? So anyway, I stuck it out for the sake of the children. And a lot of times, you know, like I said, people do that. I see y'all doing that, and I just want to tell y'all, don't do that. Don't fucking do that. Don't make the same mistake that I made, because it can cause you to fucking go crazy in the end. It can fuck you up worse. If you're with a person and you're not happy with them, neither your children will be happy with them as well. You won't be happy. Your children won't be happy with y'all. Your children will grow to resent y'all more and more and more, because they will see the fucking unhappy home that they're in, and they will get used to it and think that the world is an unhappy place to live in because their home is unhappy. So don't do that. Break up as soon as you can. Not saying break up for some stupid small shit you can't work out, you know. I mean, if you're going through some shit, if it's abuse going on, people cheating, you know. Like, people sit there and get shit twisted. They're like, oh, he cheated, you know what I'm saying? I forgave him, you know. He cheats all this fucking dozens of times, you know. I keep forgiving him, you know. That's because you're blind and you're afraid of being alone. Or the fucking dicks is that good, I guess. I don't fucking know. Like, same thing with fellas, you know. Like, fucking, the pussy can't be that damn good. Fucking, you can't be that fucking terrified of your own fucking shadow to be alone, you know. Fucking, grow some nuts. Leave her. Like, cheating is unacceptable. Unacceptable. Cheating definitely is one of those things off limits. Fucking get rid of that person. Do not stick it out for the sake of the children. Do not be beaten on for the sake of the children. Do not be lied to. These things that I'm mentioning right now are fucking just so selfish and pretty much in all the ways, shape, or form that your fucking significant other is telling you fuck you to your face. You know? Like, I don't understand it. I mean, your child, you love them. You know what I'm saying? You'll die for them. Yes, all that stuff there. That's fine, Danny. But I promise you, if your children were old enough to understand cheating and stuff, like eventually, they will be. If your children were old enough to understand what a lie was, or what abuse was and shit, you know, whether it's emotionally, physically, you know, like, eventually they will be able to understand it. Shit, right now, they already understand, like, when you're mad at them and when you want to give them an ass whooping, you know what I mean? Or you want to yell at them and curse them, you know, they get that there. So what makes you think eventually they won't be able to get or understand, like, you two as the parents when you guys turn on each other and start doing that shit in front of them? They'll catch on sooner or later, so while you can, while you have a chance, I suggest y'all end that. Trust me, they'll be happier in the end. You'll be happier in the end. And yeah. Moving on to the next topic. Fucking, I don't know, man. It's just, I see people like, I'm going to go biblical on y'all. Some of y'all, you know, a lot of y'all, whoever, you know, maybe not like me using the Bible. as a reference, but I'm gonna use one. Like, it's like, fellas, okay? Me, I can speak for myself, okay? But I know a lot of dudes do this shit too, you know? We get a good woman, okay? Women, you do too, so don't try to fucking, don't start clapping yet. Y'all do it too. Get a good man, fellas, get a good woman, you know, you're with, and you're just not happy with them. Or you're just fucking spoiled enough to fucking think like, oh, I want somebody better. And when I say better, I mean like, fellas, so fucking start, the eyes will start roaming and shit, you know? My eyes will start roaming. I fucking be with a chick who's beautiful, who fucking treats me right and everything, you know? Everything I fucking ask for in a woman, you know? I fucking quietly prayed at night sometimes for a fucking woman like this, and I get them, and by what I fucking do, I get spoiled, get unattached to them, and I end up start looking for somebody else. But I know they're such a good person. What I do, I fucking figure out ways to break up with them, or I figure out ways, because I'm too pussy enough to break up with them myself, I try to figure out ways for them to break up with me. Just fucked up. Very, very fucked up. You know, like, we sit there and get in that garden, you know, Adam and Eve shit. We get in that garden and be chilling, you know, with our companion, you know. Person we told them many a times, pillow talking, you know, we can't see ourselves living without them. But yeah, we get in that garden and start looking around for the fucking hanging apples from that tree, you know. And we want to get a bite out of that shit. So we find ways to fucking get rid of that companion. Or even while we're with the companion, we'll fucking go ahead and bite that fucking apple from that tree a couple of times until there's fucking despair, chaos, and we're both fucking end up broken people in the end. We end up breaking that person down, our companion, our soulmates, our person we fucking, that was perfect for us. You know, at one point, we end up breaking that person down so much from taking bites out of that apple, you know. And when I mean that apple, for you slow people out there, I'm talking about, like, we'll sit there and go after them, those bad bitches with the fat asses and shit, you know, a nice face and big titties, you know. And then we look to our girls who had the same exact damn thing going on, if not better. You know what I'm saying? But just because it's something different will become attracted to that. Like, what the hell is going on through our minds? Same thing with you, ladies. You sit there and you want a man who doesn't cheat on you. You want a man who doesn't beat you. You want a man who has a job or something going on for themselves, you know. Want a man who treats you right, who takes you on dates. You know, you'll be wondering why your homegirl, Susie Lou, Jessica, whatever her name is, you know, there's throwing names out there, you know, has a man that treats her right and goes on dates and shit. You be hating on her and stuff, right? And then you get your man that takes you out on dates, treats you right, you know what I'm saying, you know? Y'all have a good fucking sexual fucking, what's the word? Y'all have sex a lot, you know what I'm saying, you know? And sit there and y'all start wondering or lurking for somebody else. Like, what the fuck? And then you'll come up with a million excuses of why you're not attracted to this person no more. You'll come up with justifications of why you and this person shouldn't be together. You'll come up with fucking a bunch of lies. Both men and women will come up with a bunch of lies of why you shouldn't be with one another. Just because you want to fucking satisfy your sexual appetite, that temporary fix, your temptation, you know what I'm saying? Fucking, I don't know. It's not worth it in the end, is it? I promise you it's not. And I say, is it? Because I'm asking y'all questions, because there's a couple of y'all out there, you know, who's sitting there right now, myself included, lonely as hell. You know, everybody yelling out team single. Team single fucking ain't no team. Single as is, as in one, by yourself, lonely. The single motherfuckers are out there every fucking night and every club, you know, on social media, you know. We hate to admit it. You know, we're out there and we're hoping to fucking run into somebody while we're on pursuit of whatever situation we got going on. You know, me, I'm out in the club, I'm saying, you know, working, doing my thing. And I've given up on club girls. That's another thing. Let me get that fucking straight right now. I don't believe you go find love in the club and all that bullshit there. Why? Because you're intoxicated on God knows what, making improper decisions on God knows what, confessing your love to whoever on God knows what. You're not sober mind. Like, I get it. You guys can say, like, oh, fucking, there's a rare few of y'all that found love in the club, I guess. Me personally, I don't see that shit lasting forever. I see it being temporarily. I see lots of folks been dating for 5 or 6, 7, whatever years plus, and now it's coming full circle and they're breaking up. Another thing too, I just want to say this. Once a cheater is always a cheater, okay? Don't sit there and date a girl or date a guy and y'all got together because somebody cheated on another person with you or vice versa, you know? Y'all think that shit gonna last? Y'all gotta be retarded. Retarded as fuck. Nah, that person in the end is gonna cheat on you the same way they cheated on that other person, the other fucking significant other with you and got you. That's how y'all gonna lose one another. Or vice versa. Like, I don't believe in karma. You know, cause karma to me, it should be fucking good folks and bad folks receiving, you know, shit, you know, based on what they give out when they put in, you know. We got fucking some good folks out there losing daily. So that's why I don't believe in karma. But I will say this, to a certain extent, what goes around does come around, okay? Like, for real. That's another topic for another day. Y'all probably mad at me because I said that about karma, but think about it. We got fucking Donald Trump as president. Like, come on now. That nigga a fucking evil son of a bitch. And when he go get his, I'm still waiting. Anyway, back to the relationships topic. Yeah, though. Once a cheater, always gonna cheater. How you get them is how you lose them. How you lose them is how you get them. Simple as that, folks. I don't wish bad on no one. I don't wish heartache on no one, you know. But I do say that's how shit happens. You know what I mean? So anyway, fuck him. Do y'all ever get tired of just like going throughout life and just hoping and wishing for someone and shit? Like, come on now. That's just for the birds. The reason why I'm saying that there, because we need to stop chasing voids, filling voids in our hearts. Somewhere down the line in life, a void has happened. So we're hoping and wishing for someone to fill that shit. Nothing wrong with that, but still, if you get tired of that shit, like, come on now. I'm gonna give you a solution. Solution is to not fucking try to be chasing to fill that void, whether it be fucking a line or two or a drink or two or getting laid all the time or in our relationships. I say, looking within yourself and try to fill that void with building yourself up. Cause I'm pretty sure, myself included, there's a lot of fucking talents that we have and we're not using them to our fullest extent. You know, we're not using them to our fullest capacity to where we're feeling fucking like whole. You know, me, I can draw, I can act, I can do spoken word, poetry, you know, rap a little bit, you know what I mean? Paint, very artsy person. Seem to have a voice to people that people like to listen to. I talk shit very well. But I'm not using those talents to my fullest ability. And it's because I'm chasing other things that are temporary fixes. You may have grown up, you know, without a father. You know, you may have went through some shit, you know, that hurt you, you know, that you can't get over it. You know, you may have been mean, fucking got married and thought you was set, you know, for life, you know, with your soulmate and got your heart broken. Stop looking into other people, places, and things for fulfillment, okay? Start looking within yourself, okay, for that fulfillment. If you gotta go spiritual, you know, whatever you believe in, start looking towards that even, you know what I'm saying, you know? But use it to fulfill yourself. Fulfill yourself, fill that missing void within yourself. And stop looking towards others, whether it be dating someone, that kind of relationship, whether it be in friendships, whether it be to your parents, whether it be to anything else, you know what I mean? People in this world will let you down. You know, people will definitely let you down in this world. People will fuck you over. People will be selfish, you know. Some folks will be selfish, you know what I'm saying? You know, not mean to. You know, it's like, fucking, we can't take care of ourselves. We can't take care of no one else unless we take care of ourselves first. So, therefore, our natural nature is to be selfish, right? So, look within yourself to fill whatever voids you need to be filled. Because that's the only way they will be filled, okay? I want to thank y'all for tuning in to today's episode of Alpha Mentality. Again, if you could please like, share, comment, subscribe to this podcast, that would be fucking awesome. Let me know what you guys have to say about today's episode. I would really appreciate that. It is now 5:08. I'm about to drop the episode. Y'all take care. And tonight, I will see y'all at Red Martini for free drinks and free pizza starting at 9, ends at 10. I will see y'all there, okay? Let's talk about it. Peace.